now it's like you play a show and you assume that people are there for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But there's a little bit of everything, you know, different races and different age groups. And you got some old folks in the back trying to get their church on, you know.
Pat Grossi first began his career in music singing in the Philadelphia Boys Choir. And that experience continues to inform the way he creates music today. He's finally starting to gain a following and has recently released his full-length debut, You Are All I See. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Alisa Ali. Pat Grossi first began work on the project he calls Active Child back in December of 2008. After spending some time experimenting with different methods of recording, he was finally able to figure out a way to achieve the sound that he'd been looking for. His 2010 Curtis Lane EP was enthusiastically received by critics due to its uniqueness. His emotionally evocative lyrics were expertly sung in falsetto. He played the harp and mixed in layers of electronic beats. After touring behind the EP, he developed a new vision of how he wanted the next record to sound. Grossi wanted the new songs to have a more cinematic feel to them while sonically pushing more boundaries. And the full-length debut, You Are All I See, does just that. When Child stopped by WFUV's Studio A, they talked about the differences between the two records.
The EP, I think for me, was just kind of an amalgamation of songs that I had written in really my first few months of really exploring my own recording process and stuff like that. And so the songs, I think, had less of a personal connection for me, and they kind of were all over the place as far as moods and rhythms and stuff like that. And I think I wanted to focus on creating something that was a little more cohesive and that had like a consistent mood throughout, that used a lot of the same instrumentation, a lot more harp I wanted to have in there to kind of give it a more classical vibe, I guess, in a lot of ways. And I think kind of steer away from a lot of the more, the dancier 80s-esque stuff was, I was trying to move, I guess, into a little bit.
Mm-hmm. There's still a little bit of that on this record, though.
There's a little something, yeah.
One of the songs, are you talking about dancey? I mean, are you going to play your sexy R&B song?
Playing house?
Yeah, no pressure. You play what you want.
No, we'll do it. That'll be fun.
Yeah, no, but my point was that there is still an aspect of dance.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
No, you know? Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Any offers to do some duets or, you know, sing on other people's records?
No, I haven't. What's
That's
up
crazy.
With that? Yeah.
Is there anyone that you'd like to do a duet with? Or are you not into that kind of thing?
No,
Islands in the Stream type situation?
No, I'm totally open for collaborations with other singers or producers and stuff like that. So, yeah. Hey, Bjork, wake up. I'm ready. Let's go.
So Bjork would be your top choice?
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. She's amazing. She's always got something up her sleeve, though.
She
you know?
Sure does. Sometimes she doesn't even wear sleeves. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
So the voice is very, very notable, you know, within the Active Child sound. But the instrumentation on this record is really, really impressive, too. And I like that you included an instrumental track on the record, Ivy.
Yeah, Ivy, yeah.
Really showing off your chops there.
Well, I felt like you get a little bit overwhelmed, I think, with the vocals after a while. You're like, okay, I need a little breather from the wall of falsetto.
You know you can't get away. Just calling your name. Every day I feel this pain. You just turn and walk away. I just can't you.
Live music from Active Child and the song Hanging On. This session was engineered by Alex Erker, and today's Take 5 was produced by me, Elisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.